think.
Okay.
I mean, what I thought about it, what's the point if like we can't hear the clap in the audio? What's the point of syncing it?
You know what? We'll figure it out.
You're gonna figure it out. You're our editor.
Okay,
Okay.
fine. Okay, 这样, oh. Hi, welcome to Think We Podcast. I'm Joy, and today I'm here with Louis and Vanlil.
Hey, we can introduce ourselves.
Yes, you should.
This
so
is not
go
your
ahead.
Channel anymore, Joy. This is not your
your
channel
boss,
anymore.
Joy. This is
okay.
Think Boy.
This is yes. Go ahead.
I'm Louis.
That's it.
What else am I supposed to say?
I am Vanlil Shroy Rokum. Vanlil, Vanlil Rokum, Vanlal. Depends on where you know me from. People usually call me Vanlal, statistically, but.
And I'm
no.
Joy.
He's your boss, Joy. You all didn't
also
know
known
that.
As, also known as at your boss Joy, on all social media platforms. So.
Including
we've lost,
YouTube.
Like, we've lost two listeners till here.
Okay, so should we talk about what our show is about? What is Think We about? Vanil, would you wanna explain? Would
I
you
mean,
wanna
it's not a show. It's not a show. It's more like we're bored. We just want to make a podcast. And we're like, hey, let's make a podcast. And now here we are. We're making a podcast. And we decided to call it Think Pui. How do you spell that again?
Thinkpui.
Thinkpui.
Think Pui.
So
the reason we called it Think
so
Pui.
I'm waiting for one of you guys. Do you know, like,
when jump in?
And,
yeah, I didn't
want to jump in.
The reason
I didn't
want
to overlap too much.
No, because I thought, Joy, you're used to this. You're used to making videos. You're supposed to at least, you know, like, hi, I'm taking over.
Yes.
I'm taking over.
No, I don't want to be the I'm taking over thing. You already shut me up after I introduced us. So I didn't want to overlap.
So right. The reason why we called it Think Pui is because we're mixing two languages that we know of, that we know well, which is like Mizo and English. And then think as in think. And Think Pui means it comes from Ting Pui, which is T in Mizo. So it's like, wow, we're smart bunny people.
Yeah, it's a double entendre on the word. If
double
I'm using
that
not sure.
That explanation was worse than my DU teachers giving me explanations for certain.
Hey, at least I tried, and okay? Not like you going.
Well, we did think about it. We did try to think a lot about how, like, what to name our podcast first, and we wanted to bring out a certain part of our identity in it. So Think Pui is tea, which the three of us are always most of the time drinking whenever we meet up, and I mean we are in a tea culture itself. We just
ooh tea.
Tea is there, very prominent in our culture, whether it be just India or just among the Mizos. So Think Pui itself was a that okay
and also,
works with
and,
it.
And also we couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah.
And
also we're spilling some tea here. Are we?
Yes. But we also wanted to give out some valuable stuff to it. So we said, you know what? Think Pui kind of makes sense a little bit. It's really funny. It was a joke at first. We got it.
It was like a gag name. We were like, haha, this name is so funny. Think Pui, haha.
So lame.
And then we couldn't think of anything else, so we ended up with Think Pui.
Exactly.
So what is the podcast gonna be about, guys? What are we gonna talk about here?
So the idea was to have like guests, but sit like, you know, so we call prominent guests, we'd have, we just chat with them, have tea with them and talk to them about their lives or, you know, something, just have a basic chat with them. But since this is our first episode.
Yeah. The essential idea was to like get interesting people and subjectively, objectively interesting people, like not like, more like people you would want to know more about them, more about their personal lives and, you know, where they are, how they got there. And hopefully the guests we can bring are interesting to the listeners. Ha ha ha.
If they aren't, we're interesting enough, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll keep you entertained.
And that's how we lost all our listeners right now.
I'm pretty sure we have only like one listener right now. Thank you for staying loyal, whoever
Thank
you,
you.
Are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoever you are.
Thank you. Please like and subscribe. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Now, like many people... We were just at in our rooms like, hey, let's start a podcast. Let's make a t-shirt brand. And we've been seeing that a lot during this quarantine lockdown. I've seen a lot of thrift stores open, a lot of podcasts also.
Yeah.
We're not copying them. They're copying us. We're the original ones.
But it's also fun to do something with friends, especially during these times. Because I think a lot of the other projects are very individual based sometimes, but just like doing it with friends is also fun. And we've been talking about doing something together for a long time. We've always wanted to. It's a long story.
Hey, let's start a business together. I've got a business idea.
Mm-hmm. Started with business ideas. It started with blogs. He wanted to write a blog. And then wanted to sell t-shirts at one point. So now we're here. We said it's now or never. We just have to do it. And here we are.
It is a good time to start. Yeah. Like even during the pandemic, like I said, exactly. You have a lot of small entrepreneurs, micro businesses, and a lot of people going, you know, creating YouTube channels. Pretty much. And this is our way to bring ourselves to the world.
Mm-hmm.
To the world.
And we had to start the podcast. We had to stick to it because Vandal bought a mic. We had to stick to it.
There was no escaping. Vandal bought a mic. Eventually I got a mic. We got a whole new laptop. So we said, all right, this is it.
We already made the investments. We did not want them to be sunk costs.
Yes. But yeah. I think this podcast could talk most about having casual conversations with the guests that we bring here, but also just like talking briefly about how it's been for us and how the few experiences we've had too. Like common experience would be with college life, Delhi life, millennial generation Z life, and pretty much about anything.
You know how like Asian Americans talk about, you know, having that dual identity of being like American Asian? I feel like we have the same thing because technically we live in Delhi, but we're from like another state, which are like poles apart. And that also is something that we could really talk about because, you know, we were born and brought up in Delhi, but we're from Mizoram. So we feel like outsiders in both places.
Yeah, it's a really interesting, you know, experience to be brought up in Delhi, but they're like, oh, you're from Mizoram, how is it there? And I'm like, bro, I was born in Delhi. And
then you go to Mizoram and you're like, oh, you're also Mizo. Oh yeah, but I was born and brought up in Delhi. And they're like, it's a whole different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something interesting about us, you could say. It's what brought our families together.
Definitely brought us all together. And yeah, I think
What?
Go ahead.
Did you interrupted me, bro? Come on, you it's your turn. Yeah, you interrupted me. Go.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So there's one question that I can never answer that my peers at school usually ask me. What dishes do you have in Mizoram? Like, is there any special dishes that you cook there that, you know, we can try? And I'm like, Bekang.
Bekang is one.
And they're like, what's that? Like, what is it actually?
It's fermented soybeans, I think.
The best. Right? Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's fermented soybean.
Now
it's
I sound
similar.
Ignorant.
We say
yeah, it's very similar to the Japanese natto.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's more or less the same thing. It's just like their types of soybean, I think. So our type of soybean and how they ferment it is different also. But it's typically the same thing.
It smells like shit.
It's
we have
fermented,
saying.
Yeah.
So is what my mom likes to call miso butter. It's fermented pork fat, and they add that to everything, like to all the bites.
Also smells like shit.
See, the smellier the better. The smellier the better.
I mean, we had durian. Some form of durian, and I didn't like it.
Exactly. The thing with smells and food is like, you have to get used to how it is. I'm sure people who have durian in their life or like from their childhood, they're used to it, and we're used to certain food items too. Funnily enough, the smell of kimchi is like really bad to my flatmates here, so I really have to be careful. I need to eat and like open up the can as fast as possible and close it and put it back.
Kimchi doesn't
they can't
smell,
stand kimchi.
Does it?
It does.
See, for us, it's like it doesn't smell that bad, but for people who are not used to it, it smells so bad. So that's the same thing for everyone, I guess.
I mean, relative to you guys and many others, I'm not used to miso dishes much. Like, I'm used to butter chicken, butter naan, and all the chicken tikkas.
North Indian food.
Yeah, that's majing. Biryani. So,
I like both. I have, like, favorites in both. But then I would say I'm more accustomed to like Indian, the masala-ness of everything, because that's what we grew up eating here. And when I think of like home food, I think of rice with a side of tandoori chicken, which is...
Yeah, we love rice though. Like as Mizos, we love rice. Like we put... We don't have things
dish.
With rice. Like
it's the
rice is with everything.
Time.
Vanil once said, rice with rice is so good. And he
that
literally had just
Asian.
A bowl. Just had a bowl of rice with rice. He's like,
It was fried rice with boiled rice. So,
wow.
All right.
There's some variety to
Fair
it.
Fair enough.
I have an exam in a month. In a month and 10 days,
How is it going? Is it just assignments? Is it actual exams? How is DU doing it?
It's exams, like normal exams, but it's going to be online exams.
Oh, yeah.
But then...
Sorry, you go, Louis.
The question is, will they be able to conduct exams for like more than 3,000, 5,000 students? Like they did it before with the... graduating batch, but the thing was that there were lesser number of people, and on top of that, the way they conducted was they gave them the question, they wrote it, and then they had to submit it to an email, and which did not make sense. That's not how you give
it. That's like a take home exam. Even we have that sometimes, like take home.
No, they
exams.
Were pretty transparent about it. They were like, it's an open book exam. You write it, you upload it. We give you time to upload it. And there were certain problems with my friends that they were like, okay,
yeah, like
we had these problems, but it was easy, blah blah blah. But it's a task for the administration to be able to handle. Now they will handle two batches of students. And we'll see how that goes.
I think we should also tell our listeners which college we're in, just in case.
Right.
We're not sure what we're studying, which year.
Should you start?
So I'm in Lady Shriram College for Women, also known as LSR. I'm in my third year. I'm doing journalism. Yeah.
And I am currently studying in SRCC. Shriram College of Commerce, New Delhi. I'm currently in my third year. I'm currently in my third year studying BCom, and I'm in my fifth semester.
Mm-hmm. And I am in Radboud University in Netherlands. I'm currently doing my MAS. Nijmegen. Nijmegen, Netherlands. And I'm doing my master's in creative industries. But I was in Lady Shriram College as well. I was doing English honors then.
She was my Uber driver to college. And now she's not here.
Yes, Louis and I went to college together. And I'd pick her up and I'd drop her back. I'd hang out at her place after college.
And we drank tea.
Tea, we'd have dinner, we'll go back. Then the next day was the same thing. But that was fun.
I was
fun.
Never invited.
You were in North Campus.
You were in North Campus.
You were in North Campus life. We were South Campus life.
Guys, don't forget to look into your cameras.
I keep on looking. I feel like I'm going cockeyed.
Stop neglecting your primary camera.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're on a Zoom call, but we're also recording.
Hey, don't tell them our secrets.
Are you supposed to be secret? What if they're confused?
Yeah, the reason why we keep on looking here and here is because you're recording here and we're on Zoom call here.
I mean, it's funny because recording podcasts remotely, people think it's a task. Some people do use Zoom, but there are some other softwares, CleanFeed, Zencastr. But at the end, after testing all the softwares, Zoom ended up being the best.
Yeah.
So we ended up using Zoom as our audio.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much.
Well, yes. We do have any more talking prompts in case we don't know what to talk about.
But I'm just thinking, if there was no corona, would we even have a podcast? Would we even think of starting a podcast? Because I was thinking of that while I was pooping today. And I was like, oh, we're recording today. Yay, for the first time. Would we even have a podcast if the rona wasn't there?
I don't know. Probably we would be like, shallow. Let's start a podcast. And then we'd... What would you say?
You wouldn't have bought a mic for sure.
Bro, money would have gone to the DU street food, North Campus.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3-4 months, we would be procrastinating, contemplating about, okay, what are we going to talk about? And then just let the idea of a podcast eventually slide.
Yeah, just like all our business ideas then. That's the interesting part, like how different would things have been if it wasn't for coronavirus at this point.
I mean, not just for our podcast, but life in general. We don't know.
I mean, it led up to this moment that we're finally sitting down, finally bought a mic, and we're finally just like recording it all.
Yeah, but the thing with college students and the pandemic right now is... the students have been able to introspect.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot more time with ourselves now. So that's why
they're introspecting about, what we're going to do with our lives. Yeah. Where are we going to be? What career path do we want? And I think the three of us are at that stage in our lives where we, decide about, okay, what do we want to do? Do you want to study further, get a job, get placed?
Like, I remember... UPSC. Last year, around this time was when the three of us used to call each other every night at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And which messed up my sleep cycle just before my exams.
Yes.
I mean, you're welcome. Talk all night about, I don't remember, but we just talked all night, mainly introspecting and, you know, analyzing ourselves and each other. I think that was one of the main things that led up to this podcast as well, that, you know, how the three of us were always on a video call, because only the three of us used to stay up that late. All our other friends were asleep.
All our
now
friends...
they're feeling left out. We don't like you.
No, don't all our other friends out, had a job.
Joy never wanted you guys to be a part of the video calls.
Joy, you're the one who bought the mic. You're the final contract here.
You have a mic as well.
Because of you. So yeah, shout out to all our other friends who aren't a part of this, but I think it's mainly because last year, after we went to Bali, I think that became a really good bonding opportunity for all of us. And then eventually when I moved...
Bali.
We should talk about that too, either in this podcast or in another one.
We should have one episode where we invite a bunch of our friends. But we're gonna have to time that and talk about Bali and traveling together with friends. You should
see,
do
Bali needs a series. Okay, we won't be able to do it in one episode. We won't be able to do it in half an episode. So we need a series for Bali, because a lot went down. And if you want to find out, stay tuned.
Comment on our socials that you want a Bali episode, and if we have more than 50 comments about Bali, we'll actually do it.
50? Bro, 50. I would make an episode with like one comment. If one comment says we want a Bali episode,
No, there's gonna be at least one for sure. So that's why I said 50.
Probably be one of our friend. One of our friends just commenting.
Yeah. So okay, 20. Is 20 comments
three.
Say? Okay. Is 20 comments?
20. My standards 20. Are pretty low. Three.
Hey, aim high. Dream
four
high.
And a half.
We do have three other friends who will be gone.
That's
we have three friends left.
Yeah.
That's about it. But yeah, coming back to the point, last November, we stayed up, the three of us, the most. Because I was always 3 or 4.5 hours behind. And Louis and Vanda would stay up the most because they were also like still college kids. The rest of our friends had a job, had some exams coming up.
One of them has a job.
Oh, yes.
Others just didn't want to talk to us at 3 a.m.
They were just, yeah.
They're
they knew.
Losers.
They had other things to do.
They had priorities unlike us.
But yeah, I think the three of us were able to bond even more during that. And then eventually it has led up to this moment and we were like, you know what? It's the three of us. We're probably going to end up doing something together.
We're the most interesting people in the group.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that either. Like, I never thought of such things, you know.
I have a screenshot. If this goes into the final episode, I don't know. But I have screenshots proving that y'all said it.
No, but I don't know about if we're like the most interesting people. But the funny thing is, ever since we were little, ever since Sunday school days or Mizoku days, like all of us have been a part of something. We either danced all together, sang together.
Yeah, I sang. I was the lead singer.
Yeah, oh my god, he was amazing.
It just makes sense that we're still doing things together even now. That's so sweet though. I was thinking about it the other day. It's so sweet how we're still friends and still making things together.
That's bullshit.
Actually, we always left out Vanda.
She's not surprised.
Yeah. We just kicked out Bandle. Mostly. But now he's a part of us.
Yeah, but now that, you know, all of us have had the time to, again, introspect and think about our careers. What are we going to do? Like, what are you guys going to, like, do you guys have any plans?
For the future? Or for tomorrow? Or for next year?
Is it a rhetoric question? Do we have to answer it at this point?
I mean,
it's like,
I think
the question.
As much as we don't want to, what would you say, address the question, I think we have to address the question because I'm going to pass out college in like eight months.
Both of us.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
And no, like, three of us are, I think.
You're going to be done with your masters. I'm going to be, me and Bob are going to be done.
I'll be done college. A little, like a month later, maybe.
Hmm.
A month or 2 months later, yeah.
Placement season has also started. My friends are like, bro, are you doing any placements? Bye. And are you taking any exams, UPSC? Bro, what's the plan? And I'm like, I'm going to study for my semester exams right now. The rest is...
See, another thing with this whole Rona thing has taught me is, like, it's okay. You can make plans for the future. I had so many huge plans for 2020. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. But then I did nothing this whole year. So, like, my motto of just think about the next month, of what you're going to do the next month, is really sticking to me. And it's really helped me get through this whole Rona depression. But yeah, like, I do have plans for what I want to do later after I'm done with college. But I also have backup plans so that in case those plans don't come fall through, I'm not as disappointed as I would be.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about what these plans are, maybe?
I mean, the thing is... There's been a lot of pressure, especially during this pandemic, to stay productive, do something.
You
won't get time like this, do something, or like make something of yourself, study, or like, you know. And I think it's, you don't have to necessarily do something because it's your time, it's your life, you know the consequences, etc.
It's my life. Whatever I want to do, it's my life.
It's my life. Wherever. I don't. Yeah, so. The point
whatever.
Being...
whatever.
Oh, God. So, like, your decisions, your life, cliche. It's a cliche. It's my life.
Whatever.
So the cliche being your decisions at the end of the day make you. So I guess it could start with us making this podcast. And because I think the three of us have this thing in common that we want to work in the creative industry or like the
media.
Media.
Something to do with media. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like not finance, not science, not engineering.
I mean, in my words, not stuck in an office all day. I don't, like, my biggest fear is living the rest of my life in a desk job and having a repetitive life. Like,
I mean,
thinking about it, I'm
that's
just,
fine.
That stresses that's... me out more than not knowing what I'm gonna do. Like thinking about, you know. Like my future is sitting in a desk all day. Like, no offense to the corporate world people. Y'all are doing amazing, but that's not for me.
I mean, it that's fair. Like when people say 9 to 5, I wouldn't mind 9 to 5 if it's something that I love doing, right?
Yeah, and if it's something that will be new, like every day having to do something new, being somewhere new, learning something new, that's what I want from my life. Not, you know, having a stable job, but what I think of, like, is the desk job is
go to office, crunch numbers, blah, 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 and then do that the next day and do that for the next month and the next year. I can't imagine myself doing that. I did an internship like that and I was
Louis is saying crunch numbers as if she can't crunch numbers.
My math.
I don't want to crunch numbers and stay in the office.
But can you?
But can you? But yeah, being in the commerce college, I know that I don't want to do finance. And I don't know what I want to do. I mean, maybe management, maybe marketing, social media, digital, but not finance. So I don't know what I want to do, but I know what I don't want to do. And I think that's an important step.
That's good.
It's good to like not only know what you want to do, because that's like so vast, but at least know what you don't want to do as well. And that's where, you know, you should try to experience as many things as possible, do as many things as possible so that you know what you like, what you don't like, sort of tally it off.
You say experience things, but do you really experience things? Because you don't really experience things until you actually go and experience things. That made sense.
Exactly. Shout out to Kendall Jenner for making sense.
You rock my world.
At the end, it's like how Gary Vaynerchuk put it. You don't know your favorite dish until you've tried many of the dishes. So you need to have tried enough of things, maybe internships, maybe working with a family friend, or like just doing something, your college societies. So you need to know, you need to have done enough to know what you don't want to do, even if you don't exactly know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do finance.
That makes sense. It's fine. I think for me, it's more like I'm not sure what line I'll go into, but I have realized, might sound very cliche, that I like being my own boss. So it's
my Instagram name is your @yourbossjoy.
Just quick shout out.
I like to be my own boss.
But that's kind of true, because when it's just like when there's someone controlling you about what you should do, how things should be done, I just think that really sort of stops my creativity or that flow in a certain amount. So for me, that's why I kind of like doing YouTube, making my own stuff. And that's why I think I want to go into media, and that's also why entrepreneurship is so interesting to me, because you do everything by yourself, for yourself, like on your own, get it? Instead of sort of having to slave under somebody else's ideas or projects.
I wouldn't call it slave.
Okay, not slave away.
Harsh.
Work under. Work under, because I think oftentimes it's like your vision might not be the same as other people's vision. And then again, if you want to sort of create something with people in a group, it's also really hard to coordinate with other people too. And just like sort of stick to the same thing that you want to do. Like even with just the three of us, it was hard to coordinate too as to what we really wanted out of it, how to go about it. But it just takes so much work for that. But at the same time, just like Louis, scared of being stuck in a corporate world. Scared of being stuck.
Scared of stucking.
Scared of being stuck. Scared of stucking.
I'm scared of stucking in a corporate world.
I'm scared of having to work for somebody.
I feel like you guys are giving the corporate world too much.
No hate, no shame. That's what I said. Like
No. I feel like there's some form of freedom in the corporate world, depending on what you want to do. Because there are creative jobs within the corporate world, right?
That's true.
And even like, I feel like to learn more, you need to make more mistakes and know where you're going wrong. Because there are certain things that you can't learn by yourself. So even if you're doing a corporate job or like a corporate internship, it's a good way to learn.
Yeah, Even if it's like a corporate workplace, it just depends on which industry, which company is it, yeah. What are they doing?
See, when I said
being brushed, you guys are brushing.
Yeah, like I'm not saying I'm scared of the corporate world. I'm just saying I'm scared of jobs like the corporate world, like, you know, where you're on a desk every day, all day. That's what I don't want. Like,
where you don't want a desk?
See,
I think the three of us just don't want. I think the three of us just don't want monotony.
We don't want that.
Yeah, we don't want a monotonous life. We don't want a monotonous job. We want a certain freedom. We want certain fun.
Dynamic.
In a way.
But like at this. Currently, I feel like nobody really wants monotony. Like with experience, my friends and like people at LinkedIn or on Instagram, nobody really wants to live a monotonous life. But at the end, you have to make sacrifices and you end up conforming to, okay, what you can get. Mm-hmm. Like a stable job, if it's giving you financial security or like, you know, helping you in any way, you conform to it, and at the end you end up not minding living that life. And I can confidently say I can't conform to such life, but we'll see. I'm still young.
Yeah, I think I mean, money is important whether we really want to do anything fun, anything. I get it, we're creative, we don't want monotony, but real life strikes, we're gonna need the money. We'll have to do things that might just...
You don't want that monotonous life. I think we're still stuck here for like the past 10 minutes.
I know. Should we move on to the new topic? Okay, we've had too much of monotony anyway.
Yeah.
And one fun thing about what coronavirus has taught all
one
of
thing.
Us...
How insensitive.
Of course, multiple things. But one thing... is that we had to take a lot of things into our own hands. So whenever things got monotonous for us, it sort of pushed all of us to try so many new things and sort of break that monotony in any way possible. We'd also like call each other up and say, what did you do today? It would be as simple as trying new kinds of milk. And I even went to try almond milk to oat milk. Like it could be anything. So I think
I don't even like milk.
Yeah.
I gag at the smell of milk.
Remember when we were kids, we had like we had milk bags. Like, I don't
suckers.
Know. I didn't like milk bags at all. But it tastes different than the Tetra Paks that we have now, which is it just tasted different. And then you had to boil the milk bag milk. And then it just tastes weird. I didn't even like it with cereal. I liked it with like the Tetra Pak milk. Mm-hmm.
Milk. I like
milk, have your cereal
milk with cereal though. Oh. Yeah, I like milk with cereal because at least the smell of cornflakes or like Cheerios or like Chocos at least takes the smell of milk away. And I put some sugar in the milk as well. And what I
you
do
put
is
extra sugar in your milk when you have
I pour sugar. The milk out. I pour the milk out. I put sugar. I microwave it. I mix the sugar and then the milk. And then I put the cereal. And then I dip all of the cereal into the milk. Wait. And I make it soggy and eat it.
You're a milk before cereal person?
Milk before cereal is normal.
Okay. Things are getting heated up in here.
I've even known you all my life and I didn't know this, but okay.
Well.
What did you learn though? You were going to say what you learned during Corona.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. We just like went from coronavirus to milk. Okay. No, I was just saying that it will be interesting to see how, I don't know, if this thing dies down a little bit. If there's a certain degree of normal we can bring back, or we're going to live again in the next year or so.
I mean, surprisingly, saying... New Delhi is pretty normal.
See, the thing is, it people act like it's normal, but the thing is, cases are rising so much right now, especially the last week or so. It's been so bad. But then if you go around, everyone's just like out and about, and it looks like any other day.
Yeah. And
you wouldn't think that there's a pandemic going on, except for the fact that everyone's wearing masks. You won't think that there's a pandemic going on because everyone's out. Like, the roads traffic is back. Like, remember in the beginning of the pandemic, like, the roads... The roads were so empty, and, like, there was no traffic, and now there's traffic again.
I mean, now it seems more normal because now that the pollution is back, people are wearing masks already. And last year, during this time, when the pollution was on, people would wear masks anyway. So it feels like any other November. The only change is that, like...
You have to put on sanitizer.
There's no college. We don't have to... Yeah. And we don't have to go to college. But you live and you learn.
But
that's how things get better.
I don't know about Delhi getting any better anytime soon. Or if the next year will be any better, but... There's hoping, but yeah, I feel like we're gonna experience our whole last year of our third year of college in this online class and
not in Russia. Fans were in the stadium already. The other night I was watching a Champions League game and fans were already in the stadium because Russia has a vaccine, apparently. I mean, I guess they do. Because now that fans are in the stadiums. But you will see. I hope the vaccine should come out soon. I hope. You've got AstraZeneca or something like that. The Oxford vaccine leading the way. And let's see. Let's hope.
That's so interesting. Just like Russia is like, they have their own vaccine. They're just living their own life. And funnily enough, even New Zealand, because they controlled it so well, everything is so normal back there. It's like Corona never happened in New Zealand. They're all having concerts.
Yeah, I saw this reel, and then it was like one girl, she was like, she was in New Zealand and she was at a party, and I'm like,
exactly.
Wow.
I mean, Delhi has parties. I've been to a few Delhi. Wait, I haven't. I have not. Mom and Dad, if you're watching this, I have not.
Never goes to parties.
Never.
I stay home. I study. I read.
He drinks coffee.
I drink coffee.
He's a very good bad boy.
I am a very good bad boy.
Yeah.
So that was gist of how Corona has been to us.
But speaking of parents, it's also in one of our prompts, like living away and with parents.
I haven't lived away from my parents ever.
But you have
it's
more.
It's like they're following me, you know?
But that's so funny. Like, you just said, yeah. Oh, no, I just stay at home. My mom and dad are watching this. For me, even I just realized, oh, yeah, okay. Because when I went back, I mean, my parents know if I go out whenever I go out. But it's like when I came back last year for Christmas and New Year, it was a little like weird, let's say, because I'd be like, I don't know if I can go out, I don't know if I can have my friends over this late. And it was just like a very weird transition, just even for like those few weeks that I was there.
You're coming back this year, right? Like for the winters.
Yeah, she's coming back.
Yay.
While we're having exams. But she's gonna have to be home quarantined So we'll be done with our exams by the time
Why will she be home quarantined?
Because she's coming back by flight.
Okay.
So I will quarantine at home for a few days. But I need to get a test done here so that they'll allow me to quarantine at home. Otherwise, I think they'll take me somewhere else.
They'll either take you to the government one, which is like, I think, free or cheaper. Or you'll have to pay extra, which will be a lot, and quarantine at a 5-star hotel, which will cost a lot.
That's true. But I think I can just home quarantine, which is obviously what I would want. Because I do can have I, just a few days.
Can I come over?
We can talk to her from the door. Like, she'll be at the other side of the door, we'll be on the other side of the door, but we have to be 6 feet apart and wear masks and talk like that.
That's how we'll record the next few episodes of our podcast via home quarantine.
Okay. I'm kind of sleepy, not gonna lie.
It's
we're recording a podcast at 2 a.m. because Joy is a. Shein. Shein. La Shein.
Ah, okay.
And she's making us stay up this late to record a podcast.
I'm not making you guys stay up this
late. It's convenient for her because she's in the Netherlands right now and she wants to just...
We had to adjust to her timing.
Oh, right.
Her timing.
Because she's the one with the YouTube channel.
Oh, here we go again.
I've got 2 subscribers.
Well, it's also because it's quiet for you guys at night too, because you guys still live with your
But homes. Not just at 2 a.m.
Wait, okay, I think we should wrap up though.
Wrap up. How do you wrap up a podcast? I've never reached the end of a podcast, I'm not gonna lie.
It's like, let us know if you want to hear anything else. Yes, we're gonna wrap this up.
That's too wrapped up too quickly. Like, we have to end our conversation, like, give a gist of what all we just said.
Yes,
we said a lot of things though.
Come with a talk, and
I'm sleepy, bro. Like, I want to sleep. Okay. So, podcast over. I'm going to sleep.
We talked about a lot of things today.
Mm-hmm. This
is what most of our podcasts are going to be like, us talking a lot. And I hope y'all still listen when we're talking about a lot of stuff. Hope y'all are not bored. And hopefully next time we have an interesting person to talk to.
An interesting guest. Wow.
Wonder who it is.
And we hope that the next few podcasts will also be a little bit more structured instead of just having, like, I mean, as much as we'd like the flow of a conversation, I think it's better to still try to keep a structure about it so that we don't just keep going on and on and on. But yeah, hopefully happening.
We go on and on and end up at Philip's feet.
Oh no.
That's an inside joke. If you stay long enough and listen to our podcast, you will understand it pretty clearly.
Yes, you will know the mysteries of Philip's feet. But
100 subscribers and we will talk about Philip's feet.
Yep. Like, Philip's feet gets a dedicated episode.
It's a whole adventure, so do subscribe. Do sarakarakarai.
Yeah, I think we're planning to put the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. If we can. I think we can.
Yeah, and you can review on Apple Podcasts, so, like, y'all give us nice reviews and rate us, give us 5-star ratings. Whoever does that will get a shout out. So
she's lying.
I will give you a shout out.
I mean, we probably need a shout out from you more than you want from us. So please shout us out and not the other way around.
Please.
Yeah, please.
But yes, thank you for staying with us this long. If you are still listening, thank you. And yeah, for our next podcast, we do have a guest in mind. Do we reveal that?
And no.
We haven't even spoken to our guest about this.
Do we reveal that? Because then, what if they want to ask a few things?
We will post it on our socials.
I think it's important that we don't reveal our marketing techniques because they will copy us.
Yeah. Okay. So we just do it whenever we get them, Tina.
Yeah.
All right.
Instagram will like post
our techniques.
Instagram will like post na and like you know, hopefully we get like interaction.
Wait, kanzo to m podcast can record.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, we have to say bye.
Bye.
Oh shit, yeah. We haven't concluded the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, so thank you for joining us. Vandal's sleepy now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for staying this
long. Thank you for listening. Vandal's gonna go to sleep now.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.